The ballot initiative would grant a property tax exemption for any surviving spouse of a member of the United States Armed Forces that is killed in action, as determined by the Department of Defense. It would apply only to the primary place of residence and ends if that spouse remarries. Jerry Britton is the director at the Military Support Center in Salem. He endorses the measure.
I think most people that I've talked to think this is the least we can offer to our families for what they're doing for us.
The proposed state constitutional amendment had widespread support in the General Assembly, says Roanoke delegate Sam Rasool, a Democrat. He believes its passage is the right thing to do.
I thought it made great sense, a family paying the ultimate sacrifice by losing a family member.
Several other proposed ballot measures, including one that would have asked voters to decide whether Virginia governors could serve two terms, did not make it through the General Assembly. Gene Marano, WFIR News.